How much do you want to suffer? How much would you be willing to endure? I know that sounds like some kind of game show, right? Would you enjoy it? Would you choose it? Would you welcome it? Would you rejoice? Understandably, with our readings today, one might be inclined to go directly to the hospitality of Abraham, which was rewarded, compared with the hospitality of Martha, which was corrected. And one might ask among us here, who are Marys and who are Marthas and which one's better and which one's more important? And but tucked in the midst of those two readings this morning is perhaps one of the most enigmatic passages in all of the Bible. Our second reading, where St. Paul said to the Colossians, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. And in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church." I'm not sure what's more startling about those words of St. Paul. That something was lacking in the suffering of Christ? Or that he rejoices that his suffering can fill it up? So it brings us to ask then three questions. Is something in fact lacking in the suffering of Christ? Secondly, how do we fill it up? And third, well then what should you do? Well, first, let's be clear. The suffering of Christ on the cross defeated sin and death definitively, forever. That's it. There was nothing about Christ's passion that was somehow inadequate or not enough. But remember that Christ is both a head and a body. That's what we were reminded last week from this same letter. That the whole Christ consists of the head, which is Jesus, and the body, which is the church. So what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ is not on the part of the head. Jesus did his part definitively on the cross. St. Paul that said that what is lacking is on behalf of his body, which is the church. So even though Christ doesn't need your suffering any more than he needs your money or your stewardship, he chooses to use our hardships to fill up the body of Christ. That's right. He chooses to need your suffering. Now, this is not to be confused with efforts to alleviate suffering. No. Children starving because of our waste is not good suffering. No. Receiving treatments to shrink a tumor is perfectly fine. No. Taking someone to court for assault is justified. But in a world that says that suffering should be avoided at all costs, even to the extent of ending a life that is painful or useless or not wanted, we believe that that cross has value. And not just for that person, but for the whole world. So then we're left to ask finally, what might I do? What form might that suffering take? Well, as I said on Ash Wednesday, there are those sacrifices that I didn't choose, that were chosen for me, and those sacrifices that I choose. And both of them have some value. We think about those sufferings, those sacrifices that you didn't choose. It could be physical. You wake up every day and your back hurts. You've got arthritis that just won't go away. You had an accident and you're not getting better as fast as you wanted. A physical suffering that you didn't choose. That could be an emotional suffering. Maybe you haven't talked to your sister or to your son for 15 years because of some little thing that happened so long ago. Was it his fault or your fault? But it hurts every day that you get up and you haven't talked to someone you love. That suffering could be persecution that you didn't choose. I'm so grateful to those of you who have placed a sign in your yard to show and to encourage others to vote yes on August 2nd to protect women and their unborn babies. But if you have, you probably know full well that almost all of those signs have been stolen or vandalized. Shouldn't be surprised that someone would use an act of violence to defend an act of violence. But is the response to act in kind? Of course not. But to believe that even that suffering which I did not choose will have some value. Then again, there are those sufferings that you may even choose to take on. You may choose to play with your daughter or to help her with her homework, even though you have a headache and you'd rather go to bed, but you do it because of love. You may choose to kneel when I feel like sitting in adoration, or to take the farthest parking spot away and walk a little farther when I come. Most don't realize that the church asks us to offer some sacrifice every Friday. Once they removed the obligation to abstain from meat, we're still asked to offer a sacrifice every Friday. Maybe to go without something you love. A TV show, an app on your phone, a drink that you like. A sacrifice that you choose because it has value. If I ask you, how much do you want to suffer? It may sound like a game show. And when St. Paul says that he rejoices in his sufferings, you might say, well, he should be on the game show. To work for an end to suffering and to believe that suffering has value are not incompatible statements. You can work to make this world better while knowing that a difficult moment can make you better as well.